This is a recast of the 3500-word piece, Bok, Master Python Visualizations, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
The article starts by highlighting the importance of data visualization in today's data-driven world. It goes on to introduce Boka, a revolutionary library designed specifically for creating interactive and engaging visualizations.
Bok, a project by the NumFocus Foundation, stands out among other visualization libraries due to its ability to create simple to complex charts that can be run directly in the web browser. This makes it a valuable tool not just for data scientists and analysts, but also for business professionals, educators, and even journalists.
The aim of the article is to provide a comprehensive introduction to using Bok for data visualization. It covers the basics of data visualization, a detailed look at Bok, step-by-step guides for creating different types of visualizations with Bok, advanced techniques, and practical case studies.
Diving into Bok's features, it was developed by Continuum Analytics to make Python data visualization interactive and appealing. It allows users to create dynamic data visualizations without extensive web development knowledge.
In terms of its comparison with other visualization libraries like Matplotlib and Plotly, Bok's focus on interactivity and web integration sets it apart. Matplotlib is known for its static, publication-quality charts, while Plotly offers similar interactivity and web capabilities as Bok, but with a different API and language integration.
The installation process of Bok is quite straightforward. It can be installed simply via Python's Package Manager pip. After installation, users can immediately start creating visualizations. It's suggested to use a virtual Python environment for developing Bok applications to avoid conflicts with other libraries and ensure a clean working environment.
Now let's talk about how to start with Bok. It's built on a client-server architecture, where Python code is used to define data and visualization options, and a JavaScript frontend, Bok.js, is responsible for the visualization's display in the web browser. This structure allows Bok to create complex interactive visualizations that go beyond simple static images.
It's also important to understand the key components of Bok, which include documents, models, widgets, and servers. Documents are containers for all your content, while models are objects representing parts of your visualization like graphs, axes, grid lines, and tools. Widgets are used for interactive user inputs, and servers allow for dynamic response to user inputs.
As we progress in the article, it introduces the concept of creating complex visualizations by combining different Bok models and integrating interactivity. It also highlights time series analysis, geographic data mapping, and creation of interactive dashboards as specific use cases where Bok shines.
Towards the end of the article, we delve into advanced techniques for refining both aesthetics and functionality of Bok plots via customizing and extension. It also discusses the use of JavaScript callbacks for greater interactivity, performance optimizations for Bok applications.
Finally, case studies from real-world applications of Bok are presented, where we see Bok used in financial markets for stock price visualization, in biosciences for genetic data representation and ecosystem analysis, and many more. The article concludes by emphasizing Bok's central role in the future of data visualization.
That's it for today.